this is a very important line. It is mild-mannered because Beijing keeps telling its people that it's not, that these are a bunch of extremists and rabble-rousers and, you know, chaotic types who want to smash windows and create havoc. And, of course, they are creating havoc politically because they are disrupting Beijing's best-laid plans for how to run their own country and, indeed, how to run this territory. But in terms of the scene, I mean, it is extraordinarily civilized. It's a little bit like a sort of mass Sunday walk in the park with, you know, first aid stalls, Chinese alternative medicine stalls, people handing out water, people, you know, little troops of students going around recycling any rubbish. I found a gaggle of women on the tarmac vigorously scrubbing away at a rather small yellow arrow that someone had painted on the tarmac. So it is very well organized. It is extremely civilized, and it's a sort of embodiment of, you know, civic values and civic determination for, you know, people who want to be treated like adults and not like children.
And despite the niceness, despite the fact that they are so mild-mannered, how serious are they? Are they there for the long haul?
Well, if you talk to them and you ask them that question, they say, yes, we're here for the long haul. But there are certain sort of structural weaknesses of a movement like this one. Number one is that, you know, there is no overarching leadership that can kind of channel the energy, can kind of egg them on to be there for a very long time, you know, can make sure that they have, you know, that they negotiate with the government with one voice. And so in that sense, the movement that calls itself Occupy Central, Central being the business district of Hong Kong, has a certain resemblance to the Occupy Wall Street movement, which was very enthusiastic and was really quite popular and supported by people outside the immediate kind of area of demonstration, and then just fizzled because it was a bit too weird and wacky and off Broadway, and there wasn't enough leadership for it. In fact, one of the very points of it was it had no leadership. This is slightly different, but I think it bears some of the same structural weaknesses. On the other hand, because it's Hong Kong, because it's a very clearly defined territory, and because these people have had a long tradition of very peaceful protest, albeit not on this scale, it is possible that this thing is going to last much longer than even they had expected it to. And, you know, the crunch will come in the next few days. I mean, we've been told by some of the leaders of the demonstration that they want to occupy government buildings tomorrow. If they indeed do that, that really will put Beijing in a very tight corner. And if they carry on demonstrating into the business days after the national holiday is over, then that will also create a huge problem because the stock market's already tanked a little bit and people are worried about the economic future of the territory. So everything is to play for at the moment, and I would just say that the standoff continues. Watch the space.
And in the meantime, it is, as you say, China's National Day, and on Chinese television we see the flag-raising ceremony on Hong Kong proceeding as normal. It's as if the protesters are not there.
Indeed. You will not see much evidence of the protesters, and they are here in absolutely enormous numbers. I mean, I can't put an exact number on it, but I mean, hundreds of thousands, possibly even a million, right in the center of the city. And those images are not being broadcast anywhere in China. The Chinese have locked down social media. Any mention of this stuff is not permitted. But, you know, we came across numerous Chinese people today, mainland Chinese tourists, who, of course, come to Hong Kong on this holiday, mainly for shopping. And, you know, some of them were kind of too afraid to watch the demonstration. Some of them did watch the demonstration, but didn't want to be interviewed about it. We met one couple, one family, that had recently moved to Hong Kong, but they were mainland Chinese, and they wanted their children to see what was going on because, as the father put it, this is the next generation. They need to watch this stuff. So the opinions in China are divided about this, but this sort of natural curiosity about what Hong Kong, always the political canary in the mine, is up to, is not something that they can suppress completely in the long run.